Whenever you have occasion to send a card, remember a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show. And here she is, that lovable lady of stage, screen, and radio, Charlotte Greenwood.
Hello, friends, and thank you, Wendell. Today we tell a story of a young girl who discovers that hidden beneath her apparent failure is the very thing that leads to her success.
You're always ready to lead someone to the right path. You ever feel you need someone to lead you, Mrs. Greenwood?
Yes, to the altar. And it isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
Friends, Charlotte Greenwood has as her special guest for today, Miss Hedda Hopper. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards to remind you that whenever you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Now to a soundstage at 20th Century Fox in Hollywood, where Aunt Charlotte has just finished the scene for her latest picture. She's waiting to hear if everything has gone well with a scene when the director yells,
Wrap it up.
Miss Greenwood, that was colossal.
How was the boom shot?
Colossal.
How was the sound?
Colossal.
How was the acting?
Colossal.
What do we do tomorrow, huh?
Junk it and start all over again.
Okay, everybody, break for lunch.
Break for lunch.
Back on the set at 1:30.
Everybody back at 1:30.
Well, Charlotte, just one more scene.
Oh, yeah, then I'm finished, eh, Bill?
Yeah. That winds up the picture, and you're free.
Free? That's my trouble. All my life, I've been trying to get attached.
Oh, Charlotte, you were really magnificent. Your acting was brilliant. Your technique,
superb. Oh.
Out of this, you'll certainly get an Oscar.
Yeah, Levant, Hammerstein, or the one of the Waldorf.
Miss Greenwood, there's a studio car outside to take you over to the cafe if you'd like.
Thanks, not today. I'm all set for a super colossal California barbecue sandwich at a super colossal drive-in. Make way for an appetite. Miss, is it all right to park back here?
If you don't mind the ass can view. The menu?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's this? First time I ever picked a sandwich out of a Shakespearean play.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading Hamlet, and I just slipped it in the menu so the manager wouldn't see it.
Uh-huh. Ham and Hamlet, they always did go together. You know, Miss, your face is familiar. It seems like I've seen you someplace before.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, I remember.
How would you like a nice barbecue beef sandwich?
That's just what I want. You know, I do know you. I can never forget a face. Not even my own.
I think you have a very attractive face.
Oh, you're going to get a very attractive tip. Wait a minute. Now, I saw your picture in the newspaper. You're from Lakeview. You're Sally Wesley.
Yes, but how could you possibly know?
Oh, you didn't know me back there, but I arrived after you left. I know your mother. I know everybody's mother. I'm Charlotte Greenwood.
Oh, I know. I recognize you. I can hardly believe it's really you.
Oh, it's me, all right. I wouldn't wish me on anybody else.
Oh, I think it's wonderful that you, a movie star, actually went to Lakeview to take care of the Barton children. Oh, you're human. You're so straightforward.
I'm more straight sideways.
I don't understand how you knew me, Miss Greenwood.
Well, there was a story about you in the paper, about the parts you were doing in a new movie, and a picture three columns wide.
Story?
Mm-hmm.
And a picture in the Lakeview paper?
Mm-hmm. Your mother was so proud she called up all the papers.
I guess it was all right, except, well, I didn't get that particular part. They thought my voice and my reading were terrific. However, a girl I coached got the part.
She's beautiful. She got the part. A girl you coach?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't lose anything by that, Sally. Now, let's see. How about an order of two string potatoes,
An order of two strings? I suppose you're wondering what I'm doing here. And that's just working as a car hop and a driver.
No, I loaded hay all one summer, and I quit when they tried to use me for a derrick.
Miss Greenwood, Mother might think I wasn't doing so well in pictures. She might think I was doing this sort of work because I had to.
Yes, I understand. We'll keep your temporary job a professional secret just between us.
Oh, thank you so much. Will you have something to drink?
Tall glass of milk for a long drink of water.
Oh, Miss Greenwood, you're not so lively.
No? Then why do they want me to play Frank Sinatra's mother?
Miss Greenwood, when you go back to Lakeview, would you take an extra long look for me at the monument in the park? The one with all the
stuff? Surely. Has that monument some special memory for you, Sally?
I dream about it every night. I used to play act. I was a great actress on those stuff.
Oh, and take 30 curtain calls every performance.
Yes. How did you know?
Well, when I was 10, I used to go out in the fields and do the same thing.
I'll bet you were good even then, Miss Greenwood.
Must have been. The farmer gave me a dime and said I kept the crows out of his corn. Now I can't keep the corn out of myself.
You will look at that monument for me.
And hope that all your dreams come true. All of them.
Oh, maybe you think it's a bit silly for me to dream like that.
Sally, we couldn't get along without dreamers. Cynics claim the past and realists own the present. But the future belongs to today's dreamers.
Every girl dreams about the future.
Especially if she's single.
Oh, be sure to tell my mother I'm doing fine, won't you, Miss Greenwood? I'm really up for a part at MGM. Tell her that, will you, please? Be sure.
I'll be doubly sure. And Sally, don't put William Shakespeare on that menu. Somebody might order him by mistake, and he's kind of hard to digest.
I'm glad you finally got that. That telephone said the whoopsie jingles all afternoon.
Oh, the Beamer, you're a very efficient secretary.
Well, brace yourself. Do you know who's in the living room sitting in the Louis the 14th chair?
Not Louis.
It's Hedda Hopper.
Hedda? Why, bless her heart.
Now, fix your hat on straight. She's very fussy about hats. And what's what you say? She's got millions of readers.
Yes, and don't forget her radio millions.
And look, Charlotte, be as cautious as a candidate for Congress.
Oh, Hedda and I are old friends. We talk the same language. Early Americans. Well, if it isn't Hedda Hopper.
Hello, Charlotte. I knew you were here. I heard your wheelchair in the drive.
Same old Hedda. I knew you were here. I saw your broomstick in the hall.
Well, will you sit down so I can look you square in the eye?
I am sitting.
Oh, then peek out from behind those knees.
Hedda, did the shortage of newsprint affect your column any?
No, they ran the full column right through the war.
They did cut you a little during the Civil War, didn't they?
You should know. You read it.
Same old Hedda.
Oh, but seriously, Charlotte, why have you stayed away from us so long? We thought you got lost among the telephone poles along the Santa Fe Trail.
Well, Hedda, I've been raising a family back in Lakeview.
Oh, we know all about that. But you're not serious, not you, with a home and children, and still no man?
Now, you know very well when I was younger, many a man chased me.
Darling, of course. I've seen them. Two policemen, a bill collector, and a sheriff with a subpoena. How do you think you developed those long legs? Silly girl. Why didn't you let one of them catch you?
I did, but he took one look and kept on running.
Oh, Charlotte, I'm so glad you're back, darling.
Thanks. You know, Hedda, you're an authority on Hollywood. No, I'm kidding. I'm not really kidding. I'm serious now. Is it still difficult for a plain-looking girl with talent to get into pictures?
Not difficult. Impossible. Out here, wit is as beauty seeks it. You should know.
You know, I didn't climb the ladder of success. I stepped over it.
Yes, in one step. You know, I've known you a long time, Charlotte. Something's on your mind.
Well, yes, Hedda. It's a little lost girl. Talented, but plain. I know her mother.
Yes, you know everybody's mother, including Whistler's. You know, you worried about another lost girl, Mary Mitchell Martin, who left you her three children back in Lakeview. I should think three would be enough. I had my hands full raising one. But tell me about those children of yours.
Oh, they're wonderful, Hedda. Right now it's 7 o'clock in Lakeview, and Barbara's probably entertaining some terrific, immense young man. Jack and Robert are doing a little homework, and I do mean a little. Sylvester is washing the dishes, and the radio is playing.
Charlotte Greenwood, a family like that is an old maid's description of yesterday's daydream.
But it's all true, Hedda. They're mine. My family.
Well, I'd want proof, darling.
Proof of what?
Well, that I'm only 2,000 miles from heaven.
You do, Hedda? Then you're going to get it. Put your hat on straight, because you're going to talk to my particular heaven. Let me have that phone.
I'm all ears and envy, Charlotte.
Hello?
Jack? Hello, darling. This is Aunt Charlotte. How are you?
Oh,
how's
dear.
Robert? And how is Barbara? And how is Sylvester?
Everything's fine, Aunt Charlotte. Robert and Barbara are right here, and Sylvester is up in the attic. Aunt Charlotte, when are you coming home?
Oh, at the end of the week, I hope. What's Sylvester doing in the attic?
Well, the water pipe burst when I tried to fix it. Did you send me down the groove with Lana Tanner like I asked you?
Not yet, but the water pipe burst in the attic?
Yeah, it was frozen solid, and I fixed it, and it burst. Oh, here's Barbara. Well, don't forget me with Lana.
Hello, Aunt Charlotte.
Hello, Barbara. What's this about the water pipe?
Oh, Aunt Charlotte, the most terrific thing has just happened.
Your dad just told me you better get some pots and pans.
Pots and pans? Oh, I'm talking about Mayor Hamilton. He just got the appropriation for your committee to put on 7 plays this winter.
Oh, that's wonderful.
For the Children's Recreation Fund.
That's great, dear.
And you're in charge.
That's exciting. We'll talk about that later, but tell me about that leak in the attic.
Oh, I didn't leak it now that everything's frozen up.
Frozen up. Haven't you any heat?
No, the furnace went out. Well, here's Robert. He'll have a tizzy if I don't get him the phone. Bye, Aunt Charlotte. Say, you've got the cowboys in the picture you're in.
No, sweetheart, no cowboys. Robert, how did the furnace go out?
Oh, something blew the door off of it. Bang!
Blew it off? Oh,
Indians in the picture?
No Indians, sweetheart. What blew the door off?
Any soldiers?
No soldiers, darling. Robert, about the furnace.
Any Marines?
No Marines, precious. Now, Robert, Bobby.
Aunt Charlotte, no Indians, soldiers, or Marines? You mean that must be a dopey picture?
Darling. Robert, let me talk to Sylvester.
Okay. I better fix the kitchen light so Sylvester can bail the water out of the pantry. Water
out of the pantry?
Here's Sylvester.
Hello there.
Oh. Sylvester, what's gone wrong with everything?
I don't know.
What's happened?
I don't know.
Oh, Sylvester. Sylvester, the water pipes are frozen. The attic is flooded. The pantry is flooded. The furnace exploded. The fire is out. What are you doing about it?
Well,
have I been saying? Oh, in a minute I'll jump through this phone.
Just a second, Miss Greenwood. Don't think we'll do much tonight.
Oh.
No, Robert just blew out all the lights. Big spark, short circuit. Goodbye, bye.
Sylvester. Oh, Hedda, the lights went out and Sylvester hung up.
Well, with the flood on his hands, he should. Are you sure you called heaven?
Oh, Hedda, I'll have to take a plane out tonight right away.
No, darling, you've still got to finish your picture, and you're not leaving just because you've become a real mother.
What do you mean, a real mother?
Make-believe mothers live with little angels in a dreamy paradise. You live with three healthy kids in a home with frozen water pipes and the fire out. On Earth, it happens.
Oh, Hedda Hopper, you just said something wonderful. On Earth, it happens. Now, if I can get a little lost girl off my mind here, Lakeview will soon have a lady plumber.
The same old father.
Neglect your things on those occasions when they should remember them, you know, it isn't always a matter of thoughtlessness, for often people are shy about expressing themselves. Somehow they can't seem to find a word to interpret what's in their heart. Yet a card could speak for them so easily. And at your Hallmark dealer's, there's always a card that says just what you want to say, just the way you want to say it. Is there someone you know who is ill, perhaps facing many months in the hospital? Among your dealer's fine selection of Hallmark Care cards, you'll find a card to convey your own comforting get well message. Or choose a gay, humorous cheer card. A Hallmark wedding card can help you in wishing happiness to the bride. Your beautiful Hallmark card will bring your congratulations and perfect taste. And so it is with the best wishes you want to send on your friend's anniversary, or when a certain bundle from heaven arrives. Yes, whatever the occasion, you'll find an appropriate Hallmark card. Make your selection this week. Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now back to the Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood show. Although Aunt Charlotte can hardly wait to finish her picture and get back to Lakeview and the children, she feels she must do something about Sally Weston, who came from Lakeview to Hollywood to get into pictures, but who's working as a car hop in a drive-in. Charlotte is dressing, as her secretary says.
Charlotte, I wish you wouldn't waste your time with that Sally Weston.
You know, I like the girl. She's got courage. She's full of ambition.
Oh, she just wants to cry on your shoulder.
Well, she's got high ambition.
You've got to put your time to better use. Be with the right people. You've got to be seen in the right places.
That's all right if you got anything in the right places worth seeing.
Last week it was a little boy. This week it's a young girl. What's it going to be next week? Halloween. Goodbye. See you at four.
Yes? Does Sally Weston live here? I'm Miss Greenwood.
Not the Scarlet Greenwood. Well, I saw you in one of your first performances. As I remember, it was around the turn of the century.
18th or 19th?
Well, I'll call Sally.
Okay. Yes? You have a caller?
Please go right on up. She's probably stopped crying by now.
Fine.
I'd take you up, but I have my own caller in the parlor.
You're lucky. I've just got the parlor.
It's raining.
Hello, Sally. I hope I'm not intruding.
Won't you come in?
Well, I stopped by your drive-in, and they told me that you hadn't come to work and gave me your home address.
Well, I quit that job so I could study more. That's why my eyes are red. Oh. I've been reading a lot. Here, sit in this chair.
Thank you. This is a cheerful room you have, Sally.
Oh, thank you. I fixed it up myself. Of course, I'm only living here temporarily for Helen. She's a friend of mine. And I found an apartment in Beverly Hills. A big one is made.
Apartments are hard to find. I had a very funny experience trying to find a place in Beverly Hills.
What was that?
Jack Benny tried to rent me a houseboat on his swimming pool. Is your friend Helen an actress, too?
Yes. She's over at MGM now. They sent for her.
Oh. She's a girl you helped. Mm-hmm. Quite a collection of postcards you have on the wall. Mind if I look at them?
Oh, please do. I like them where I can see them.
Why, they're postcard pictures of Lakeview. There's the park and City Hall, the Beezer Theater, Commercial Hotel, and... Oh, there's the banker's house where Robert broke the window when he hit his first home run. You miss Lakeview too, don't you?
I miss that town so much that even postcard pictures of it are better than living in other places.
Yeah, things are a bit changed there now. The Beezer Theater has a new front on it. Oh, it's very modern.
There's nothing in Lakeview for an actor.
I live there, Sally.
Oh, well, with you, it's different, Miss Greenwood. You can come to Hollywood and work in the theater like it, then go back there and live. And you're a success. How kind of you.
That's the spirit. Courage is half of a career.
I'm sure MGM prefers me. I read for them, and they liked me and sent for the press. I knew it's funny. My agent's been wild.
And Helen is over there now?
Yes, yes, I coached her to the same part. She's so modest. She didn't seem to understand the role. I showed her how to move and gesture. Grilled her until she could really read those lines.
She's beautiful. Photographically, I mean.
50, isn't it? I'm glad to.
There's room in our business for talent, too, Sally.
I know it. I wish I had some of it, really. But when I get to start at MGM, and I become a star, I suppose I'll forget all this.
Heartache and disappointment, despair, scattered dreams, mornings of hope, nights of fear. No, you won't, Sally. Not if you're wise. You'll remember it and use it.
But you're a star. Success. They recognize your talent. I've still got to fight.
Sally, look at me. That's if your eyes are big enough to take in all of me. Can you see me leading an Atlantic City beauty parade? Perhaps I did have talent, but look what it was hidden under. I had to find my place in the world, just as all of us have to find our right place. Some of us are beautiful and talented, and some of us are just talented. Why, darling, they have to put one camera on top of another to photograph me. Now, you're starting out just where I started years and years ago, and never mind how many. I hope you'll turn every disappointment into a profit, every setback today into a lesson for tomorrow. And you will find your niche in the world, and nobody can stop you.
Oh, thank you, Miss Green. Now I know I can succeed.
That's the spirit.
I'm going back to Lakeview someday. And the mayor is going to meet me getting off that train.
That's the spirit.
Oh, just a moment.
Telegram for you, Sally.
Thank you, Mrs. Simpson. Oh, Miss Greenwood. I'll put this telegram to my agent. You read it, will you? Aren't you nervous?
Well, certainly, if you want me to.
Do I get the part?
Sally, how would you like to go shopping?
It's bad news.
Depends on how you look at it, Sally. The girl you coach got the part. Helen. But there's another part. Look, before we shop, how about a terrific lunch of caviar and swank?
Charlotte,
I
had to take some of those
hats. Oh, thanks, dear. We had a long-distance call from Lakeview, Charlotte.
Oh.
From Mrs. Hamilton, the mayor's wife.
Oh.
I told her to call back at 4.
Oh, that's fine. Sit down, Sally.
Thank you.
Dreamer, how about some tea?
Right away.
Well, Sally, have fun shopping.
Did I? At least I've had one afternoon of feeling like a movie star. Lunching at Romanoff's, having all those autograph fans ask for your signature.
Mm-hmm.
You even asked for mine. And then shopping at Adrian's.
Oh, I wish Adrian wouldn't get out that stepladder every time he sees me coming.
Certainly glad I'm just Barbara's size, getting a chance to model her sleek little suit you bought for. Someday I'm going to have an original Adrian.
You will, Sally. You will. Oh, that's probably the lady you call.
Hello?
Hello, Charlotte. This is Matilda Hamilton.
Oh, hello, Matilda.
I got your wire. Hurry home, will you? The whole town's underwater.
You don't mean the whole town's underwater from one little pipe.
Oh, just a figure of speech, my dear.
Oh.
Say, thanks for talking, checking over our theatrical venture. Everyone in town is suddenly safe, sir.
Yes, but what about my children and the leaky pipe and the broken furnace and the...
Oh, the children ought to act, too.
Oh.
And they're all right. Now, Robert is staying with us. That is, when he and Sylvester aren't working on the diving suit.
The diving suit, Robert and Sylvester. Matilda, darling, I can take it. Tell me the worst.
Oh, it's nothing, dear. Robert wants to go diving for salvage in your cellar.
Oh.
But don't worry. It's all frozen solid.
Frozen solid? When I get back, I'll have to have a housewarming.
Well, forget it. The plumbers are over there now.
Oh,
say, I want in on those plays myself.
You will be, Matilda, but we need a good dramatic coach to put them on.
Well, can't you hire someone out there? You're the boss. Tell her the whole town will turn out to meet her.
The whole town, Matilda? That's a deal. Give my love to the children.
I will. And I hope you know that mothers can't stay away too long from their children. Bye.
Bye, dear, and thanks for that last lovely compliment.
Sally, how would you like to go home?
Oh, I'd love to. But I couldn't go home. No, I couldn't. I know I'm not fooling you, Miss Greenwood. Not Rob. I was fooling myself. I just can't go home a failure. And you know I'm a failure.
Are you? How many kids have you helped get jobs? How many kids have you coached?
Well, when I lived at the studio club, I used to love to help the kids there. They liked me, and some of them got good jobs.
Mm-hmm. How would you like to be Lakeview's dramatic coach at a good salary?
Me? Lakeview's dramatic coach?
school?
Uh-huh. And I'll be your assistant. I'll handle the men.
Heavens, why didn't I think of that years ago?
Oh, you're fooling, Aunt Jennifer. I'm fooling.
Sally Weston, I'm ashamed of you. Now go home and pack. Dry those tears. You're getting them into your tea, and weak tea is no good.
Oh, the dream of
And take that Adrian suit with you.
Where's Adrian suit?
When the mayor and the town turns out to need its new dramatic coat, that least you can wear is a Adrian suit.
Something. Is there anything I can do to fix it? Anything I can say?
Yes, my dear. Say to yourself that no kind deed is ever wasted. That the help you gave those other girls was a help given to yourself. If it only lifted up your heart. And when you're married and have three children, or when you're like me, you have three children and you're not married, don't ever leave them alone with a leaky water pipe unless they have a good set of tools.
Oh, all my life I've been waiting for some sign and I was on the road to success. Now I think this is it.
Sally, I know just how you feel.
Have you ever waited for some kind of sign?
Yes, one on my automobile that says, Jack Married.
Charlotte Greenwood will be back in a moment. Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Like sterling on silver, those three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And our Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, I wonder if you ever wrote a letter to a star to say how you've enjoyed a show and what a fan you are. No matter who your favorite is, believe me, friends, it's true. The thing he treasures most of all is mail from fans like you. And yet I know some other stars who've never won a claim. They're all unknown, but they deserve their fan mail just the same. They don't appear upon the screen nor on the radio. They're just our friends of every day, the folks we love and know. They play their roles in daily life as well as any star. And yet no fan mail ever comes to show how good they are. So birthdays, anniversaries, and any time we can, let's send a card or note to say, you're swell, and I'm your fan.
Sunday at the very same time, Mrs. Charlotte Green was saying, so long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday, I shall say. So long. So long.
Hedda Hopper appeared through the courtesy of Armour & Company, Makers of Treats. Miss Lorene Tuttle was Sally Weston. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show came to you from Hollywood. This is Wendell Niles speaking. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show is written by Betty Hopkins, Richard Carroll, and High Alexander. The part of Sylvester is played by Ian Wolf. The Martin children, Barbara, Robert, and Jack, were played by Barbara Eiler, Bobby Larson, and Edward Ryan.
The American Broadcasting Company.